Oh, pardon me. I didn't mean to bump into you like that. I was just so engrossed in this fascinating exhibit. It's incredible, isn't it? These tablets are thousands of years old, but they have suffered only minor wear. Some people say that there's something supernatural about them. I'm so glad our local museum here has the privilege of displaying them. I'm quite a fan of things like this. You know, these tablets aren't fully translated yet, but the researchers say that they carry instructions. Perhaps to gain some sort of power? Why do you say that? I don't believe we've met before, have we? I'm sure I'd remember a cute face like yours. Unless... Oh. Nothing. I'm sure you're just confusing me with someone else. I just have one of those faces, you see. My voice. Well, I suppose I just have one of those voices too. Actually, I don't even normally sound like this. I have a bit of a cold. Yeah, that's it. So, you couldn't possibly be recognizing my voice? Shh, quiet. Alright, you got me. I'm Inferna, the supervillain. I believe you were in the crowd back when I declared myself ruler of the city last month, weren't you? Right, towards the front. That's why you recognized my voice, am I right? I thought so. How embarrassing. That was quite possibly my worst failure. I had everything in place, but that stupid crescent moon had to pick that day of all days to make her superhero debut. So inconsiderate. It was supposed to be my day. I wish you'd recognize me from one of my better heists. Well, I'm here in disguise today, and I'm not keen on the idea of being exposed. But now that you've found me out, I can't just let you go, now can I? Things aren't in place, but, All right, minions, we're on. You know what to do. You're not going anywhere. You're staying right next to me. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I do hope you'll forgive this minor disturbance in your museum experience, but I have a bit of an announcement to make. As of right now, I, Inferna, will be taking ownership of these stone tablets here. While they're being moved, please make way for my minions, and otherwise stay put. No one is leaving until I've gotten what I came for. And if any of you think of trying anything, take note of my little hostage here. Even if you're willing to put yourself in danger, I'm sure you wouldn't want to see this precious face half-roasted, would you? Well then, while they're busy over there, why don't we have ourselves a little chat to pass the time? This is a good opportunity, you know. Not many people get to have a conversation with a mistress of evil like me. I'm sure you must have questions. Why steal these tablets in particular? Well, I suppose that's a sensible question. What I said to you earlier was true. They contain instructions. Well, that's where things get fuzzy. I don't know entirely what they say, so... I'm not even entirely sure what you get by following the instructions. But I can read enough of the inscription to know that it's something good. In fact, the fact that they're written in the language that they are is more than enough evidence that it's something that I want. Oh, it's the ancient demonic language. If a demon goes through the trouble to carve something into stone, it can only be for one purpose. Power. You heard me right. Those demons that you see on news now and then, they're very, very real. And my name, Inferna, it isn't just for show. I'm half demon myself. No, it's true. You see these red eyes? That is their natural color. And my powers, they come from my heritage as well. My father gives me my demonic half. He's not exactly much for visiting, but I've managed to contact him enough to become familiar with things like this. And after I cart these off, I'm going to squeeze a full translation out of him. Somehow. Oh, now, that's a more interesting question. I think when a lot of people hear that I'm a half-demon, they assume that it was just destiny for me to become a villain. But there's a lot more to it than that. You see, when I was in college, One moment. Hey, you! Watch where you're going while you're carrying that out. If I see one single scratch that wasn't there before, I'm going to use you as a human sacrifice next time I need one. And I'm guessing that will be soon. It's so hard to find good help nowadays. For someone to get into the villainy game in a world filled with superheroes, you need to be either totally fearless or totally moronic. And honestly, the latter is so much more common. Still, I do try to take care of those who work for me. That threat was mostly empty. Anyway, back to what I was saying. When I was in college, I had very different aspirations. I wanted to be a doctor. And honestly, I think I would have been incredible. In med school, all the teachers were talking about me. In particular, I was hoping to treat cancer patients. My mother had a terrible battle with it, and I could never forget how wonderful her doctor had been. And it just so happened that the doctor who had treated her taught a class at the school I was attending. I took her class, of course, and we had a wonderful relationship. She was always encouraging me to push my limits grow my talents. But when I came up with an idea for a revolutionary new treatment, everything changed. The day after I brought it up to her, she framed me for plagiarism. My school had a no-tolerance policy and I was expelled. I found out later that she had taken my idea as her own and gotten me kicked out to cover her tracks. Of course, she bogged it down with her own additions until it was completely worthless, so it didn't even end up being used. That, my dear, is when I realized that playing by the rules is a losing game. I did everything right, But in the end, it was the person willing to play dirty that came out ahead. Up until that point, I had tried to live like a human. But afterwards, I just wanted to be powerful enough to never be taken advantage of again. So there you have it, my tragic supervillain backstory. I do think I need to work on the presentation a bit before it can be part of an evil monologue, but I think it... What are you doing? You're fiddling with something in your pocket. Let me see. Just let me... Oh. Trying to call for help, I see. Well, whoever it is that you're trying to contact, they won't be able to help you. Still, I must say that I'm intrigued. You were taken hostage by a supervillain, and yet rather than stand there and tremble like most would, you took it upon yourself to distract me with questions while you contacted someone. That is an impressive amount of initiative from a civilian. Say, I don't suppose you're looking for a job? I could use a minion who isn't utterly incompetent. That was a rhetorical question. I'm taking you with me, whether you like it or not. I'm not going to let a catch like you get away. The question is, how am I going to turn you to my side? You seem like a real goody-goody, so I doubt the job itself is going to entice you. But I may as well point out that the pay is pretty good. Let's see, I could take one of your loved ones hostage, of course. That's the traditional method, but I'm never thrilled with that idea. If they get rescued, you'll be out the door in the blink of an eye. There's psychological manipulation or mind control. That's more reliable, and I could always keep that as a backup. But I'd rather not go straight for that approach either. It could warp your personality, which is why I want you in the first place. I think I have my own idea of how to win you over. If there's one thing a demon knows, it's that everyone has a little darkness in them. I'm sure that the system has failed you somehow. I can show you a whole new world where you can have everything you have ever wanted. Once you've seen how good it feels to be bad, I bet you'll be begging to work for me. Oh, come now. That's no way to be. You know what they say. Never say never. Come on. How do you know you won't like it until you've tried? People are always talking about how great heroes are. But the truth is, they're all so stuffy and dull. The supervillain crowd is so much more fun. Well, that's sort of a funny thing to say, isn't it? So... I don't know the first thing about heroes, do I? Well, what makes you such an expert? Are you at a fan club or something? Did you get to shake hands with one once? I'm very interested to know where this sudden expertise comes from. You just know. You know, I was just teasing you. But you're being oddly defensive about this. What is it that you're trying to hide? Wait a second. Last month, after my failed conquest of the city, as I was being shoved into a police car, I noticed that crescent moon was slipping away with some ordinary person. Now that I'm really thinking about it, was that you? Tsk, tsk. You are a terrible liar. So it was you. You know her somehow. So that day was her first public appearance. Which means you were already acquainted. And so, you probably already know her secret identity. Oh, this is just too perfect. If I make you mine, I don't just get a good minion. I get a secret weapon to use against that thorn in my side. Of course, that does present some new challenges. She'll be twice as determined to take me down once she finds out. I might have to leave the city for a while, stay under the radar. I actually like that idea. Everybody thinks I've decided to leave them alone until... Bam! I make my grand re-entrance by taking Crescent Moon out for good. Oh, it'll be... Not now. We'll leave in a minute. I just need to... What? What is so urgent? If you dropped one of the tablets, I swear I'll... Crescent Moon, you're kidding. She's already on her way. That's odd. She usually doesn't get to the crime scene until after the police. How did... Oh. Oh. That's who you called, isn't it? Well, I suppose I stand corrected then. All right, goons. We're leaving. Except you three. Grab whatever weapons you need out of the van and keep her busy once she gets here. Give us the time we need to get away. Oh, don't be such babies. She'll knock you around a bit, sure. But in the end, you'll just have a few bumps and bruises. You'll get shipped off to jail. But that place is a joke. I'll have you out of there in a couple days, just like always. Now, as for you, my dear, you're coming with me. But first, I'm confiscating that phone. We can't have you causing any more problems now, can we? Alright, let's move. I'm going to take you to a nice little place I set aside for just such an occasion. I can't tell you where it is, for obvious reasons, but I know you'll like it. I'll show you the life you could be living if you were to join me. Shh, no more talking. We need to slip away nice and quietly. I've already grown attached to you, but don't think I won't maim you if you try and call for help. Come on now, this way, my dear.